Friends, when Irene and I lived in Coburg, not a lot happened. But there was one annual event that we eagerly awaited all year long. And this was the annual Seasons Greetings Light Show in Victoria Park. This was a light show that was full of Santas and elves and candy canes and multicolored lights strung from the main street all the way down to the lake. Beautiful. The overall effect, I have to admit, was sort of cute, chintzy, nice. Of course, this was a secular light show. There was no room in the park for Kwanzaa or Hanukkah candles or shepherds or wise men, and especially there was no room in the park for Jesus. And even though I understand that secular government shouldn't take the side of any one faith or maybe even any faith at all, I used to be a little bit grumpy about missing everything Bethlehem in the park. It just seems a bit odd to me to turn a blind eye to the fact that the winter holidays are really rooted originally in a religious story. But we don't go there anymore. On the other hand, it always brought a smile to my face to see how St. Peter's Anglican Church, which was right across the street from Victoria Park's light show, it always brought a smile to my face to see how St. Peter's Anglican Church reacted to the light show. They always placed a very modest manger scene right by the curb, nicely lit by three strategic spotlights. And everyone in town driving by noticed it, just by way of contrast. And everyone in town smiled to see that manger scene too. For me, the two light shows highlight a question of strategic importance for those of us who follow Jesus or who admire Jesus. How do we Christians make a difference? Perhaps only a subversive, but always a life-giving difference. How do we make a difference when it comes to love, for example? How do we make a difference when the Christian community is shrinking, smaller, and tiny? How do we make our personal Christian faith matter? Well, consider this. Big public light shows, like the one in Victoria Park, are made up of, I'd say thousands upon thousands of light bulbs. And here's the thing, if a few of those light bulbs burn out, no one notices. But one missing spotlight at St. Peter's is going to make all the difference in the world for that modest little manger scene that everyone in town noticed and smiled over. Even one missing light over there at St. Peter's small crèche will immediately be noticed and missed. So what I want to suggest this morning is that if we as friends of Jesus want to make a difference, it really, really helps to align ourselves individually with a group where our one light, where our individual light, where our participation is absolutely crucial to doing this small but really excellent thing together. And that place where your light can shine and absolutely make a difference is the church. What the United Church at Christmas represents for me is a humble but subversive alternative for us and our children to culture as usual in our country. We've got something different. We are our own little show on secular Canada's side, a show that works for just peace in Israel and Palestine, when most people ignore such things. We are a show that leads the way in embracing refugees from war-torn countries full of them Arabs that we so often hear spoken of in negative and totally inappropriate ways. We are a show that works for reconciliation between First Nations and the rest of us. A show small enough but big enough in heart to admit that we were wrong on residential schools and we're going to make it right as we can. We're a show that's teaching anti-racism and inclusion. We're a show that supports refugee education in the Middle East and clothes and food for the poor by making huge donations whose destination we'll never even really see. We're a show that used to the values of neighborliness and justice for all and rights for all. Here in this little United Church, we're a show that allows for the exploration of spirituality rather than a dogma of my way or the highway. We're a counter-cultural alternative to the realities of the power of the economy, to the reality of the limitations of my pocketbook. We're a countercultural alternative to business as usual, and instead we stand for compassion and for kindness that adds up to love in a million little ways. Now, in our scripture reading, a favorite Christmas reading, what usually people comment on is the line where we hear that swords are going to be beaten into plowshares. And that's a good line. But there are a few more lines in today's scripture that touch on strategy and the role of synagogue or church or temple. Listen, the prophet says, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob." Let's go up to church, that we may walk in his paths. That is, that we may actually try and encourage each other and push each other to live the sort of good life that the prophets and that Jesus preached and lived themselves. "Let's go up there," says the prophet, "and learn about this. For out of Zion, out of the church, there shall go forth instruction for the whole society." So, if you come to this church or go to another, you will not necessarily agree with every United Church initiative. You won't feel as deeply as some United Church members do about social justice issues and which ones exactly we should pursue in what order. But I think we can agree that secular society and business as usual, which are both okay and which I'm not arguing about or against, but we can agree that besides these things, we offer a show that promotes a different and not self-centered set of values and priorities that Canadians need if they want this to be a just and caring society. secular society needs churches and temples like ours. It needs children like ours, community like ours, to bear witness to a set of priorities that put our neighbors, the least and the last and the forgotten, that put our neighbors first. Not just at the Salvation Army Bowl at Christmas time, but all year round. If you come to this church, your presence and your contribution, well, Canada will notice. I promise. Amen.